Angela, you summed it up. It is a somber day for both of those reasons, but mostly because we lost Harlan. You know, Shane Inspector, his wonderful son and incredibly successful lawyer, called me about 4 minutes before kickoff and told me about it. And I instinctively looked to the end of the row, because that's where Harlan and his good friend Fred Anton had sat since the link opened. And, of course, he wasn't there. And as the game went on, I almost became happy that Harlan didn't see that debacle yesterday.
That was exactly my thought, Ed. Seriously, I was just telling my guys, and said, at least Harlan didn't have to endure that. Oh.
He was, as you know, a great sports fan. He was almost always in the contingent of Philly fans who were down at National Stadium rooting on the Fightin' Phils. And he was a great sports fan. But I think we have a tendency, because Harlan was around for so long, the longest serving senator in Pennsylvania history, 30 years, 8 years as district attorney. We have a tendency to forget all the incredible things he did. And he was probably more effective and did more for the people of Pennsylvania than any elected official in the Commonwealth's history, as I said, with the possible exception of Ben Franklin.
Wow. Now, that's if you're second to Ben Franklin, that isn't bad, Ed. But here's the thing I would like to know, though. I believe, just by the nature of all of his calls to us, that when he saw an injustice in sports, he used his clout in Washington to address it.
There's no question. How many times did he threaten the NFL, baseball, with the loss of their antitrust exemption?
Yep. And Spygate in football? He went right after them.
Yeah, but that was the way he was, not just about sports, about everything.
Yep.
When he saw something that was unjust, he went after it. And people have no idea how he delivered in ways that, where he was the difference. I'll give you an example. When the Obama administration took office, they wanted to change the school lunch criteria for poor kids getting a free lunch. And I tried to stop it as governor, and I got nowhere. I was spinning my wheels. So, of course, I called Harlan. And in 2 days, the policy was reversed. I don't know how he did it. He didn't make a big splash of it in the newspapers, but the policy was reversed. And you can go on and on and on about things that he did that people are benefiting by, who have no idea he did them, and many of whom, young people, probably don't know who our inspector was.
Very well put. Hey, Ed, I was just thinking about this because I can't think of another state that has two higher profile political leaders who are also huge sports fans than you and Harlan. That you both of you guys are really out there. And even, there had to be times when, like you, when you were running for governor, made it clear you were an Eagles fan. And that probably cost you some votes in the western part of the state, right?
Yeah, and not with real football fans, but with a casual fan, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
The real football fan, well, I would say out in Pittsburgh, I said, hey, guys, close your eyes and think about it. If you had a mayor of Pittsburgh who was a 30-year Steelers season ticket holder, he gets elected governor, and then he says he's neutral in a Steelers-Eagles game? I say, you'd want to tar and feather him. You'd want to tar and feather him. And the real fans understood that. But you know what, Harlan, you know what, who cares? So there comes a time. And by the way, Harlan was like that. But one of my fondest memories of Harlan, I don't know if you remember this, or Rhea or Al or anybody, but in 2009, the summer of 2009, when the Tea Party was causing politicians to run and hide, Harlan had a town meeting in Lebanon County over that summer, and it was telecast on PCN, and he stood by his votes for stimulus and for the health care program, and there was one point when this obnoxious older man was screaming and yelling at Harlan, and instead of running away, he got up in his face about 12 inches away from him and caused him to back down in a way that even the crowd applauded Harlan. He had the guts of a lion tamer. I mean, he was just unbelievable politically. If he believed in something, nothing scared him. Nothing.
Well, I'll tell you, we were very lucky to have him, and we're very lucky to have you, Ed. And I just got
Angela, what about his ability to fight through two battles against cancer?
Yeah.
And I saw him in McGee Rehabilitation Hospital about 3 weeks ago. And I didn't know what to expect. I thought that this time the cancer was going to lick him. And I come in, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's bitching and moaning to me that the nurses won't let him get up and walk. He wanted to exercise. So I said to myself, he's going to make it. And then Shane had sent me an email in which it was a picture of all of them. A week later, he'd come home making a martini. And I said, this guy is going to go 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Sadly, he didn't.
Wow. I'll tell you, he came as close as any human being could come. Hey, Ed.